Welcome back to another episode of Weird and Wacky World with Oat,
Queeks,
and Ja,
the Jabber Guys.
All right, welcome to our next episode called Bass Ackwards.
You know, what does that mean?
What's that mean, Ja? We don't get it.
Well, it's a play on words.
Okay.
It's
supposed
to
mean?
Well, it's supposed to represent ass backwards.
Oh, that's why it's Bass Ackwards.
Right. So what's the episode about?
Are you patronizing me?
A little bit, maybe.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm just trying to help you out.
Bass Ackwards.
So what's the episode about then? What are we talking about?
Just how cruel of a world we actually live in. Like, to be honest, some people think we're in hell now. Some people are worried about going to hell. Some people think we're already in it based on the messed up world we live in.
Okay,
wow,
so
I don't know what that's got to do with Bass Ackwards.
Well, give me an example.
Yeah, what's that?
I'll give you an example. All right. Well, like, let's say, okay, like food.
Food, okay.
Took the only one Oat was going to talk about.
That's it.
He's out. Let's talk about food. No, well, just think. All the food that is good for you doesn't taste that great.
Like broccoli.
Right. Well,
broccoli? That's what you came up with?
Well,
that's what
sure.
That's what kids think of, right? Broccoli, they don't like to eat broccoli.
And unless you have fried broccoli with butter, like you ever munched on raw broccoli, it's not pleasant.
Yeah,
you need it's good for you.
You need something on it.
That's right. So, you know, it just, and then the food that tastes great makes you fat.
Like donuts.
Yeah, exactly.
And chips.
Chips, oh yeah.
Well, you could just go on and on.
You can go on and on.
Most but that's of the what stuff, I mean. How evil is that?
Yeah.
If it tastes good, it's bad.
And the stuff that's actually good for you costs way more than the stuff that is bad for you.
Yeah.
Well, so you want to be healthy, get out your pocketbooks because it's going to be expensive.
Well, that's because they mass produce the other stuff and add chemicals so it lasts forever. And that way they can charge less for it.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Oat, for that lesson there. But you're probably right.
There you go.
But isn't that kind of cruel?
Yeah, if it tastes good, stay away from it. If it tastes like cardboard, you're good to go.
That's right. That's what we're talking about today. Just a number of different things that it's just, we're in hell, buddy. We're in hell. Hmm. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention something else. We did an episode before about, remember the soap sack?
Yeah,
it's a classic.
Yeah,
it's a classic.
Your famous idea for an invention, yeah.
Yeah, well.
That everybody already had like 10 years ago.
So, no, not when I originally, I don't want to get into it again, but.
You're pissing me off.
Anyway, you know what I don't know if I told you guys, I got a soap sack for Christmas this year from my wife.
Oh, so it's a washcloth with a hole in it.
Wait, easy now. Be careful what you're sharing here.
Well, at least I thought it was a soap sack she got me.
Was it too big?
Anyway, so I don't know. I think she was just screwing with me, though. Like, she actually got me a soap sack.
Okay, you better explain what a soap sack is to people who didn't hear
that
episode.
What was that episode called?
Who thought that was a good idea?
Who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, so the idea was, and I don't hate to get up. I just wanted to bring that up, but just to, you know, when the pieces of soap get too small to handle, and you end up throwing them away.
Right.
Right? So I thought, you know what? All the little pieces of soap, you throw it in a
soap sack.
And very resourceful.
There you go.
Yeah. But according to you guys, it's been done. It's like trying to invent the wheel.
Well, you just fold over a washcloth, same thing. But we won't get into that.
No, no. There's flaps. There's aerodynamic design. Shit like that. Anyway, I just wanted to bring it up. I thought, well, geez, I actually got a soap sack.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. By the way, it sucks. Doesn't work. It doesn't even fucking work.
You don't get enough soap out of it.
No, you don't.
No, the soap's in there.
Yeah, that's what I told my wife. I said, when do I get soap? She goes, well, you're not going to get a lather. What the fuck? What good is it? Who invented this stupid thing?
You almost did.
It was your idea.
I know, but I probably would have did it better. But so, okay, let's go. What's another one?
Okay, so another one is, you have the least money when you're the youngest and the most money when you're the oldest, when you can't enjoy all the other things that you can do with money.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's right.
Well, not everybody. I mean, I fall into that group, but I mean, but not everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's, you know, well, yeah, when you're young and you can do all the sports and you can try all new different things, you have a limited budget.
Go out and drink, buy records, you know, yeah, I don't regret any of it.
No.
So basically, when you get older, you have money, you've got a lot of time, you're retired. Well,
that's not necessarily true.
What do you mean?
Well, again, excluding you.
But then your health degrades and you die shortly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's messed up. That's messed up. And then all your kids freaking get the money.
Well, there you go. When you're young, they get your money.
So they don't have to be careful with their money. They can blow it and have a good time and then inherit yours.
Those bastards.
I'm just saying.
That's true. Well, that's why some people... some people say, I'm not leaving money to the kids. Like, even though they love the kids dearly, like, I'm going to like spend it now. Some of it, you know, and if only you knew when you were going to die, you could spend every last penny you had right up until the day before. Wouldn't that be nice? But that's the mystery. What if you lived to 115?
Yeah. But what if it's tomorrow?
Well, then your kids get it.
And does it really matter?
Does it really matter?
No,
that's right.
Then you have to get Lynn Nichols back on. She could tell us some of that. Or Adrienne.
Who?
Lynn Nichols.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No, Lynn Nichols.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lynn Nichols and
No, she
Adrienne
doesn't
Amari.
Do that. She doesn't do that.
Adrienne Amari will tell us our fortune. Or
no, she doesn't tell. Neither of them tell the future. Well,
what the hell good is it then?
I don't know. Lynn's very specific.
They were good guests. They were good guests.
We'll have to have Lynn back.
Yeah.
And Adrienne.
I think we should have them both on and do like a head-to-head.
Yeah, they have different areas of expertise.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Okay. So
we have a dog in the studio.
Yeah, the dog just came in the studio.
She's awesome.
Sorry. Yeah. Hound Shepherd wanting to sniff around everybody. Okay, so what other examples you got there, buddy?
All right, so I got another one. So, marriage.
Ooh, be careful.
Now, this is... You meet someone, maybe you go out for a year, maybe two, whatever, and then you lock into a lawful agreement to sign over everything you have 50-50 for someone that you've only known for maybe a year or two. Could be a little bit longer.
Yeah, a lot of times you get married, you don't have much, but people who do.
I know, but it's the unknown, right? I think it should be... I think that's backwards. I think, okay, you get together, all right, you get a house, whatever, and if you can go 10 years, then, hey, you get a marriage certificate.
What happens in those 10 years?
Well, whether or not it's going to be, is you're going to last or not.
What if you have kids?
You know, dude, you're really bumming me out. What do you mean?
Legitimate questions, Cha.
Legitimate, yeah. What if you have kids? Like, okay.
Well, then you're automatically, boom, you're locked into a marriage certificate. It's like you go to jail at Monopoly. No, not a good analogy.
No, it's kind of bad.
What do you mean?
No, it's bad.
Okay, let's go on to another one then.
All right.
Okay.
But I will say.
Yes.
I was just dealing with a guy today. And he was ready to celebrate his 60th wedding anniversary. 60th, right? I said, that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, remember I told you a story? I was at 7-Eleven getting lottery tickets. And there was a girl in front of me that was getting married the next day. And she was talking with her friends. And she,
oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah.
And she was talking with her friends and she's... And I heard her say, yeah, I'm going to try this one out just as an investment and we'll see what it goes like and maybe I'll get it right the next time. And she's getting married the next day. She's already planning to leave him.
And take his shit.
The poor bastard.
And she's all laughing about it. Her friends are laughing. But it's too easy to walk away anymore. You don't see anniversaries like that, 60, unless they're old school.
Well, that was the other one that I had on my list.
Yeah.
It's way too easy to get married.
Yeah.
And way too hard to get divorced.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's way too easy to get married.
Uh-huh.
You just
go ahead. That's a good one. Good example.
You know?
Here's a Bass Ackwards one for you. Let's stick on the marriage theme. Here's what's Bass Ackwards to me.
Okay.
Especially if you're engaged to a Catholic. Mm-hmm. You have to go to marriage classes to a priest who's never been married.
Correct.
How Bass Ackwards is that? So I'm going to take advice from you on something like relationships.
Yeah.
Which you've never, when I say relationship, I mean, you know, marriage relationships. And they've never experienced that. Priests, I'm talking about. Yeah. That's not right.
When I was getting married, I had to do that.
I know. So did I.
You know, and the guy who was leading the classes was a 70-year-old Irish priest who liked to drink. Never been married, and telling us what we had to do. Excuse me? Yeah. No, that's Bass Ackwards.
There's one for you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Right there.
Yeah. You got any more, Cha? Is that it?
I could give you another one.
Okay.
What about, like...
What the hell was that?
That was the shepherd hound that just coughed up a hairball.
Okay.
Just in case you wonder what that sound effect
actually,
was.
Actually, I think she just coughed up a gym sock. Jesus. Anyway.
All right.
So why is it like weeds grow in abundance in our gardens, and yet we're always trying to kill them and grow something else? There's some good-looking weeds out there.
Some good-looking weeds.
No, really, there are some good-looking weeds out there.
Those bastards will grow anywhere.
Anywhere. Like, you don't even have to have rain for a month. They'll just be, like, green as hell. And the other flowers will be dying. It's like, it's just an endless battle. It's kind of messed up. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
It's just, like, really...
We have been conditioned to believe they are ugly and obtrusive.
That's right.
Intrusive, sorry.
That's right.
Intrusive. You right?
Exactly. That's messed up.
Like, I have a garden in the backyard. So, yeah, you got to stay ahead of the weeds because they end up taking over the plants and the good plant won't grow and the weed flourishes. So the stuff that will provide food for you is second to the invasive species of weed.
Right.
Why is the weed stronger?
Well, you know, see, and then Creeks brought up a good point, because I'm sure there's people out there saying, well, a flower is much more beautiful. The whole point of this is, why do we perceive the flower to be beautiful? Right? That's why messed up this
conditioning
world is. Yeah. Why can't we see, like, the colorful flower? Oh, that's too much of an eyesore. Have a bunch of weeds that are growing like crazy. Why isn't that perceived
as the color? It's the colors.
It's overwhelming.
But I get his point, though. I get what you're saying.
Exactly. See, he just made that comment based on coloring is supposed to be
correct.
Pretty.
That's right. Yeah.
Why
do we think that color represents being
that's right.
attractive?
That's what I mean. It's all on perception.
Well, same with tastes and smells. You're innately innately conditioned to think certain smells are good and certain smells are bad. It's innate.
That's what makes this conversation so.
You're getting into a whole different thing here now.
That's what I was after with this podcast is that it's messed up our conditioning and what we think to be true or what we think to be, you know, normal. It's messed up because...
Well, you're getting holier too, is how do we determine what's good and what's evil? Why is good good? Like, certain action or thing good, why do we judge that as being good? Like, is that conditioning to say that that's good? And something is bad, well, why is that bad? You know what I mean?
I understand.
You know what I'm going to need one at Creek's drink if we keep going deeper.
I know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, but I like this conversation.
But you're right. It's all... perception or what's, I don't know. It's just, that's what I mean. It's just evil. Like that we have to, that we think the flowers are pretty instead of the things that are growing in abundance and need very little water. That's hell. It's freaking hell.
Just like, remember I said, I was trying to explain, remember that riddle about there's two doors. One leads to death God. And one leads to
you were trying to explain escape. That to Jesse. That's what you were doing.
Yeah, and it's like it's based in mathematics. So whenever evil is introduced to good, evil always wins.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's mathematics, negative and positive, right? So good is good. That's fine. Evil is evil. that ends up being good. Evil cancels itself out. But as soon as you put good with evil, evil always wins. Good is evil. Evil is good. Evil always wins. As soon as you put evil in with good. I know. Have another toke on that. So the answer to that.
Why
riddle,
right now am I thinking of Dolphin Show?
Dolphin
I
Show?
You kind of lost me. I just started daydreaming.
Dolphin Show.
I don't know. But I get you. Now that,
Anyway, the answer to that question about which one guy you always tell the truth, one guy always lies, or stand in front of each door. So how do you ask one question and pick the right door to freedom? You ask one guy what the other guy would say. As soon as you combine both answers, it always ends up being negative or evil. So no matter what you do, if you ask that guy what the other guy would say, you always pick the opposite door.
I don't get it.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
That's from the 1986 movie Labyrinth.
That is correct.
David, I get it. I get it. Oh, Queeks is kind of dumb. I get it.
You don't get shit. What are you talking about? I'll have to explain it to me after the show. Hama, hama, hama.
All right. Anyway, moving on.
Well, you know what? Maybe all these little things. Like, what about the saying, nice guys finish last? Again, along with things being messed up. And it's usually true. Nice guys do finish last.
Well, it's true, unless you cheat and everything else. Well, you think these big corporations and these rich people got rich from being honest good doers? Most of the people you see, even you watch these shows, all the people with money, with big mansions and so on, they're either into drugs or crime or child trafficking or whatever the hell it is. They're into something illegal. Jeez,
here we go.
I know, but you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Nice guys finish up. Even for women, for some reason, when guys tend to ignore the female or don't seem as interested, that makes the female more attracted. Like, but a real nice guy, they get taken advantage of.
Yeah. Yeah, I can verify that.
So, yeah, anyway.
All right. So you're depressing the hell out of me. Give me another one that's a little bit more upscale.
Upscale?
Upscale.
Well, yeah. It's just kind of weird. Well, another kind of a backwards thing. You guys can tell me what you think, but doctors treating symptoms as opposed to treating
preventative medicine.
Yeah, that's right. It's like boosting your car every day as opposed to buying a new battery. What's the real issue?
Or like maintenance. Don't even get me started on what Health Canada is going to do to food.
I'm drumming up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, well, no, it's right. I mean, they wait till you're sick, and it's either drugs or surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two options a doctor's going to give you. He doesn't give you, here's some health practices you could follow. Like, for example, I had a gallbladder attack back, I don't know, this was 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, well, you know, you're going to have to take that out. I went, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to do that. He said, well, it's just going to come back. It's going to happen again, and it can be fatal. I mean, you know, you got to be careful. So I did research on it, and then that's when I had to travel overseas, and I was going to be over there for a year before I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I better do some research. So I did research. I started drinking apple cider vinegar and lemon juice with green tea every morning. 9 years later, I'm still good.
Oh, so there you go. That's why he goes to the bathroom 8 times a day.
Yeah, but I still have my gallbladder.
So I got the gallbladder.
Yeah, but no, the solution was, let's take that out.
Yeah.
It's either drugs, you know, drugs or surgery.
Yeah. Well, they're in cahoots. But yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Yeah. So what's going on, Queeks? You got one?
I got nothing.
Okie dokie.
Really?
Is that all you got, Sean?
You know, why did we, this really isn't Bass Ackwards, but more like recently, in the last, I say recently, last 20 years or so, movie trailers have become quite detailed.
Well, you see the whole movie.
You almost see the whole movie. Like back in the day, I mean, the production value of trailers have changed quite a bit. Like movie previews, for those that don't know what a trailer is.
Yeah.
But a movie preview. But when you go to the movie theater and you watch a preview, yeah, there's a lot of times there's spoilers in there. You know, they pretty much show you most of the stuff that's going to happen right through the whole movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what? I remember thinking that while watching a few previews in the past. I never really verbalized it or really, but yeah, you know what? A few previews
of, they show, like, too much.
What the frick? Oh, so he turns in to a lizard halfway through the movie. Like, it shows him as a lizard now. Like, what the frick? Why couldn't have that been a surprise?
Yeah, I know. Well, they're so desperate to have people watch. But it's still, you're giving away, it's a lot of times a trailer will turn me off.
That is not their intention.
I know.
I guarantee you.
I know. But I said, what do I want to watch it now? I just saw the whole movie.
Yeah, I know. I know. I hear you. But anyway, that kind of bugs me. So, all right. Yeah, whenever I go to the movie theaters, which I don't anymore because I don't want to be around very many people.
Yeah, I'm with
you. Yeah, especially in a movie theater, you know.
I don't know. I still go.
You know what? I'll go if it's like a VIP, IMAX, VIP seating, and
3D.
Yeah, 3D. And it doesn't have to be 3D, but it's nice, yeah. But yeah. But there's a lot of room, right? You got those big seats. And hi, Molly.
Well, you know what? With the theaters. First off, I love having the buttered popcorn at the theaters.
It's not real butter.
Well, I don't give a crap. Whatever. So, popcorn, you can book your own seats. It's there waiting for you.
Yeah.
Big recliners, cup holders. Yeah, you get to stretch out. It's the best. Wow, actually, that's not good. Last movie we went to, I missed half of it. I fell asleep. No, really.
I'm shocking.
I fell asleep.
Shocking.
Yeah. So, that maybe it's not a good idea.
Well, it's very comfy.
But the popcorn was good.
I just don't like being around other people when I'm trying to enjoy a movie.
That's what I'm trying to say. People talking, or I don't need that.
Or I'd rather smell. They smell. I mean, it's just nasty.
They just smell.
They smell.
Okay.
Too close. Get away from me.
Wow.
No, I'll wait for it to come out and watch it on my big screen.
Gotcha.
Good enough.
All right.
Unless it's like, I like going and seeing something that is epic and 3D. Then I'll go to the movie theater. But I'll go to like a 10 or 11 o'clock showing, so there's hardly anybody there.
I wait till at least it's like 4 weeks into it.
Oh, yeah, I'll never go to an opening.
No.
When it's packed? No, that's not happening. And why are we talking about this?
I brought up movie trailers, and they're giving way too much information, and we just kind of got off on a tangent.
Okay.
And then the whole people thing. So,
All right.
Yeah.
You got any more examples, Char? Is that it?
Well, that's it, but... You know what though is one thing that doesn't apply here, are dogs. Name one, like, dogs are the best. Well, there's a reason why they're called man's best friend. There's a reason.
They're the best.
Like all these sayings that go way back. There's reasons.
How many times has Molly come in and kissed my face?
I know,
right?
Yeah,
she's awesome.
Just after she licked her ass.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. There was no tongue to tongue or anything.
Oh God.
No, dogs are great.
They are.
Yeah, either a cat person or a dog person. You can't be both.
Whatever makes you happy. Like I you're very. It's nice you're including the cat lovers out there. But
yeah, I mean, fine. You like cats? It's fine. I'm allergic to cats, so and I just don't. I don't find them.
Watching a commercial. Yeah. I think it was for. I don't know. It was a paint company. But there's this cat, this woman sitting on the sofa reading her book, having her cup of coffee, and the cat's beside the sofa, up against the wall, scratching the paint off with claws. She looks over the coffee and gives a look like, oh, you rascal, I'll just paint it. And there was a commercial for paint, how well it covers up cat claws. Like, seriously?
Yeah, that cat would be toast.
Right?
Yeah, declawed at least.
Absolutely.
Although
if
your dog did it, Queeks would be saying, oh, you rascal.
No, I wouldn't. Well, look at Suni. She still lives here.
Yeah, I know. She chewed through the side door.
Yeah. She's part beaver. Did we mention that?
Oh, really? It is.
She's part beaver.
Honestly, you look like freaking Paul Bunyan was here. For those of you who don't know who Paul Bunyan is, you can Google it.
Yeah.
And Babe the Blue Ox.
Well, you're thinking that young people are listening to us.
Yeah, nobody's listening anyway. Right, Jeff?
That's right.
Anyways.
Yeah, and you forgot another word, but it's all right.
Well, go ahead.
No.
All right.
What?
Okay. All right. It's on our T-shirts. If you guys want to order T-shirts through our site, we sell merchandise. And yeah, we got nothing. We're my friend, a kid.
Well, let's see who's listening. What if we say for anyone that contacts us,
yeah,
whether through email or our media channels.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Queeks will.
We haven't got the inventory for the flood of requests.
We'll give you an entry into the draw for a T-shirt.
Mm. Okay.
Not drawing anything. We kidding.
Oh, well.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing?
Well, that's all I got.
Oh, there's so many. I don't know. We could have gone on to a whole another thing with the conditioning, the way we perceive things. I think that was cool.
Mm.
I could talk. I'd need more alcohol, but that would be cool to talk about.
Well, that kind of reminded me of a podcast I wanted to do with like marketing, the power of marketing and like perception or persuasion. And you would not, you not believe how bombarded you are. Daily.
Sounds like he's talking about the media.
We've been conditioned over the last 50, 60, 70 years.
Yep.
Conditioned to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even get me started.
Let's get
we've all been conditioned.
So well, then maybe we should do a podcast.
Maybe we'll do that the next one. We'll do the next one.
Marketing? On marketing would be a good one.
Or just...
No, I think marketing in particular.
Well, yeah. What's Dr. Malone called? It calls a mass formation psychosis.
Yeah.
And it's a real thing.
I'm starting to think about dolphins again. But what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, you need certain conditions for it to happen, and it's all happened in the last 5 to 6 years.
Whoa, you're talking now conspiracy theories?
No, I'm talking science and psychology and sociology.
Oh, so conspiracy theories.
Yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah.
That's what everybody would call it.
If it's true, then
it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. You know the difference between truth and a conspiracy theory?
Yep, 6 months.
That's correct.
Yep. All right, so maybe we should do that next then.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, that's what we're going to do.
The conditioning of the masses.
Wow.
All right, we'll do that next.
Okie dokie.
That will require a little bit of research, though.
Then I'm out.
We know.
Dude, that's...
just let him jump in.
That's be funny. All. Yeah, be funny. Yeah. You just take it away there. Oh.
He's already got the research anyway.
He does. He's just dying to just talk about it right now.
I know he is.
Look at him.
I got 150 gig of research I've done on all those things.
Where do you store all that, man? Don't say it! Don't say it!
All right, I think that's it. We're getting a little off topic. Are we done?
I think so.
All right, so that's our episode called Bass Ackwards with
Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha,
the Jabber Guys.
Remember to go to our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcast. Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.